Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Christmas lights. Christmas lights are special and exciting during Advent and Christmas season. We put lights on our Christmas trees and even cover the front of our houses with lights. In fact, we have lights like icicles dripping from the edge of our homes, and Jill and Kelly put an abominable snowman in front of their house, and this is California sunshine. If you have ever been down to the section in Torrance called Sleepy Hollow during December, you know how colorful and loaded with lights those homes can be. Hundreds of cars snake through those neighborhoods each night. Hundreds of cars sneaking through and seeing thousands of white lights covering homes and trees. The string of lights in front of my house are rather pathetic compared to those homes in Torrance. But I am into candles. I have candles in my living room, on the dining room table this past Christmas Day, and a few in the bathroom also. But besides homes, stores and churches use lights during Advent and Christmas. Our church sanctuary is filled with trees filled with white lights. Down the aisle we have candles. So during Advent, we started lighting one candle each week. And then on Christmas Day, we lit the middle of the wreath, the Christ candle. And that middle candle symbolizes Christ, our light, has come. Every Sunday, we light candles on the high altar. The gospel procession is led by candles. At Easter, we light a new fire at the vigil service, and then bless and light a large paschal candle to represent the risen Christ. Because Christ is our light. The gospel today centered on this image of light. The first lines describe Jesus as the Word and the light. God's will and Jesus are one. And the gospel starts with those beautiful words, in the beginning. In the beginning is not a list of our hopes and dreams and wishes and plans. In the beginning begins God's dream for us. It is about God's word and God's love towards the whole creation which God chose to bring into existence. In our first book in the Bible, Genesis, we hear that darkness covered the earth. Then the power of God's word simply said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So in the beginning of John's gospel, he points back to creation and the power of God in word and light. And so we hear what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John the Baptist came to witness, to testify to the light. The true light enlightens everyone. Now, later in the Gospels, Jesus, as an adult, declares, "I am the light of the world." And then he says to his disciples and to us, "Do not put your light under a bushel basket." Yet I'm afraid we take the image and power of light for granted unless we have a power shortage and no electricity and therefore no lights. but we never have power outages from an ice storm as they do back east right now. But just in case there is a power outage at my house, I have a lantern underneath the table by my bed, and I also have on my bedstand this hand-carved, very simple statuette of Christ with arms raised. So this is very simple, and having a lantern is very simple. The lantern will give me light when I need it, but Christ is my light, represented by the statue. So I pray in those difficult moments that I encounter, Christ, light my way. Now, several weeks ago when I gave the Advent Quiet Day, I centered on a poem about Christmas Eve. There were inspiring lines in this poem that describe light and the fragileness of Jesus when he was born as a tiny baby, when the Word was made flesh. The poem by Dr. Susan Elliott illuminates that this was an awesome miracle, and the gift and presence of Christ is before us. And so let me read a few of those lines. Fragile God, born in the night, you come as a tiny light in a vast darkness. Yet that fragile, flickering light changes the darkness completely. Have you ever been in a vast darkness? In other words, have you ever been in a cave or cavern under the ground? You know, in a national park, they offer tours. And in those amazing caverns underground that are bigger than buildings around us, there are the stalagmites and the stalactites that hang down from the ceilings and come up from the floor of the caves, and they're frozen drips of water. So I went on a tour. I experienced a deep cavern years ago in a national park. It was a guided tour, and everyone on the tour carefully entered the darkness of the cave led by the tour guide. My eyes adjusted quickly because of the string of wired lights along the path. Well, we finally arrived in this amazing, vast cavern, and the tour guide said to us, "Stand still and trust me." And then he turned off all the lights. That darkness was so dark, I could not see my hand when I touched the nose of my face. It was that dark. And therefore, a moment of a scary feeling shot through me. I could not see anything in that vast darkness. And then the tour guide took one match and lit it, and it changed everything completely. That is the message today. Jesus is our light. Even if our faith feels like a flickering light, it changes the darkness completely. In the midst of worries of the world, of illness, sickness, and doubt, Christ, our light, is present. So how do we see and show that light to others? It may be as simple as welcoming a stranger in our midst, offering a genuine thank you, really listening, writing a letter of concern for justice, reading to someone who cannot see as well as they used to, taking nothing for granted, especially those we call family and friends, and really slowing down to notice creation and the love of God present before us. I think all of us were really busy these past few weeks getting ready for Christmas Day or to go on a visit. And many of us may have felt because of our busyness, we were not exactly light for and with others. But the gospel today reminds us that we are not called to be Jesus. Actually, we are called to be like John the Baptist and testify, witness to the light. Our lives are meant to reflect Christ's light. So a question from this gospel becomes, how can we, like John the Baptist, point to Christ the light? So the ways we speak and act either point others to God's light or turn them away. Do we greet the stranger, visit the sick, care for the needy in ways that show our lives have been changed by the light that overcomes darkness? So have we taken the time to call an elderly parent or a distant relative, go out of our way for a struggling coworker, neighbor, or friend? In other words, do our actions and words communicate? You are God's gift, and I see God's light in you. Now, sometimes we do not want to see God's light, where God is showing a new lit pathway. It kind of feels disruptive. We are not ready for real change. But we are not alone. The light is with us, even if we only look quickly and see a fragile, flickering faith. We have heard the gospel, the true light enlightens all of us. So I ask you, if you believe that Jesus is the light, is more powerful than any darkness, is there something going on in your life right now that needs Christ's light? Even if there is a hollow cave in your heart that is darker than dark, a single fragile light can change everything. You can pray, God, be my light and my strength. And if your light right now is blessed with the glow and gift of light, then how can you share it? How do you point others to the light? A flashlight needs to be turned on and needs to be aimed to give light in a certain direction. The batteries need to be charged so you can give light. That is the case of our spiritual lives if we are to be light. Are we charged, and do we point and witness to the light? So the Christmas season, this Christmas season, may you be truly reminded that you have received the precious gift of the light of Christ. And so I end with more words from that poem. Fragile God, meet us here in the lighting of our small lights, that we may know your awesome power making room among us. As the light that shines in the darkness, the fragile light that darkness cannot overpower. Fragile God, there is room in our inn. Be born in our night. Amen.